Endless Night by Agatha Christie. Narrated by Hugh Fraser.
Every night and every morn, some to misery are born. Every morn and every night, some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to sweet delight, some are born to endless night. William Blake, Auguries of Innocence. Book One. In my end is my beginning. That's a quotation I've often heard people say. It sounds all right. But what does it really mean? Is there ever any particular spot where one can put one's finger and say, it all began that day, at such a time and such a place, with such an incident? Did my story begin, perhaps, when I noticed the sale bill hanging on the wall of the George and Dragon, announcing sale by auction of that valuable property, the Towers, and giving particular details of the acreage, the miles and furlongs, and the highly idealized portrait of the Towers, as it might have been, perhaps, in its prime, anything from 80 to 100 years ago? I was doing nothing particular. Just strolling along the main street of Kingston Bishop, a place of no importance whatever, killing time. I noticed the sale bill. Why? Fate up to its dirty work? Or dealing out its golden handshake of good fortune? You can look at it either way. Or you could say, perhaps, that it all had its beginnings when I met Santonyx, during the talks I had with him. I can close my eyes and see his flushed cheeks, the over-brilliant eyes, and the movement of the strong yet delicate hand that sketched and drew plans and elevations of houses.